reading from 1 Corinthians. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Look, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. I would like to invite you at any point during my reflection, if you'd like to come up to the font and remember your baptism, feel free. Grace and peace to you from the living water, the one who flows through creation, pours out redemption, and wells up to sustain us. We are a people marked by water, the kind poured over us at the font, the kind that carved out the wilderness where Christ fasted, the kind that filled the Jordan when he waded in, sinless, yet choosing baptism. At the bottom of our font, perhaps unseen by many, are the markings IC, XC, NIKA. An ancient inscription, four Greek letters, IC and XC, are a shorthand for Jesus Christ. And Nika conquers. Jesus Christ conquers. Before a single drop of water touched your forehead, before any word was spoken over you at your baptism, this truth was already written beneath the surface. Christ's victory was already beneath your feet. Lent is a journey towards the cross, but it is also a journey back to the water, back to the place where we first drowned, back to the place where we first rose, back to the font where Christ's extravagant love meets us with grace. Paul writes today of mystery, of perishable flesh becoming imperishable, of mortal bodies clothed in immortality, of a trumpet sounding and death itself losing its sting. But where does this transformation begin? Not at the grave, but at the font. Not when we die, but when we are claimed. Lent calls us to die. Not just in the distant future when breath stills and bodies are laid down, but now, today, in the waters of baptism. Paul reminds us that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Something in us must change. Something must be surrendered. Lent is about remembering that we are dust, but baptism is about remembering that dust does not have the final word. In these 40 days, we are called into repentance, not just to feel sorrowful, but to turn around and to let go of everything that clings to us, Everything that clutches at our ankles and shrouds us like grave clothes. And if we listen closely, we can hear the water still calling us to lose ourselves so we may be found, calling us to drown so we may breathe again. And Paul declares, death has been swallowed up in victory. Yet we still feel death's grip. We feel it in the world's violence. We feel it in the weight of our own sin. We feel it in the weariness of these Lenten days when the wilderness seems endless. But Paul is not speaking of a victory we must wait for. Paul is speaking of a victory that has already been won. When we were baptized, we were bound to Christ's own dying and resurrection, which means we do not have to wait for resurrection. We have already begun to walk in it. The victory is not only at the empty tomb, it's at our font where we first learn that death is not the end. It's at the font where I-C-X-C-N-I-K-A is etched beneath the water, reminding us again and again that Jesus Christ conquers. Because when we are washed, we were cleaned. When we were marked with the cross, we were sealed with the Spirit, drawn into the story older than death itself. And the font calls us back. Lent is a journey, but not just towards the cross. It's a journey back to the water, back to the promise that the grave will not hold us, and back to the names spoken over us at baptism. Beloved, forgiven, alive in Christ. So let us walk these remaining Lenten days with our eyes on the font, with our hearts set on the water, with our trust in the one who has already conquered sin and death. And when we reach the empty tomb, we will know that we have already been raised. In the name of the one who births the waters, and the Christ who wades into them, and the Spirit who moves over them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.